What's going on, Wildcat Nation? The Purple Project Podcast Weekend Daily continues, and we continue with the recap of the NFL Draft 2022. My name is Eddie Greer, host of this K-State Podcast, which is all about Kansas State Athletics. We could try to cover all things K-State on this podcast here, and we'll stay with football one more time. As the NFL draft came to a close yesterday, moments later, after Skylar Thompson got drafted in the same round, in the seventh round, six picks later, fellow teammate, ex-K-State football teammate, where Skylar Thompson, Rush Yeast, get drafted to the defending champs who won the Super Bowl back in February, to the Los Angeles Rams. What a better situation. Now, obviously, both Miami and Los Angeles, not very bad places to play some football. They're on opposite sides of the United States. Obviously, Miami is east, and Los Angeles is on the west side of things as well. What a perfect situation for Rush Yeast there to learn from one of the best cornerbacks in the NFL. That I'm talking about Jalen Ramsey, maybe. But yes, again, Yeast transferred from Louisville to K-State this past year. He was a first-team All-Big 12 performer by the league's coaches after recording 48 tackles and half a tackle for a loss, 4 picks, and 14 total passes defended. Yeast, who also earned votes for the Big 12 Defensive Newcomer of the Year Award, led the conference in total passes defended. Again, same number there, 14, carding at least one in 10 of his 13 games played this past season for Kansas State, while he ranked 14th in the nation and 2nd in the Big 12 in interceptions with 4 over his 5-year college career between Louisville and K-State. Yeast totaled 185 tackles, 5 interceptions, and 24 total passes defended as well. So, Rush Yeast going to a winner right off the bat there. That team just coming off of a world championship, obviously led by Matthew Stafford, and the MVP of that Super Bowl, Carter Cup. But on the defensive side, you just got Bobby Wagner over there. Sub him out for Von Miller, the best defensive tackle in the game, Aaron Donald. And again, you go up another level to the back end. I just said his name not too long ago, Jalen Ramsey as well. So you're going into a perfect, almost perfect situation over there. So Rush Yeast, congratulations to him as well here, along with Skylar Thompson. We already talked about him. That episode is already out. Meantime, there's been some other cats that have been able to sign. Now we're getting into that undrafted free agent period now. I do know there was one name that surfaced up. I can't remember on the top of my head. I'm going to have to go back here and look at the notes that I wrote down. But I do know one player. Yes, one player that signed with my team. Yes, I'm talking about Timmy Horn, baby. Signed with the Atlanta Falcons today. I'm excited about that. I mean, hey, the Falcons, they need, don't laugh at me, Alex. I know you're listening to this podcast. But, hey, we need more D-line depth. Marlon Davidson ain't getting it done. The first rounder, he ain't getting it done. So, you know, why not? I mean, Timmy Horn has a chance to get a spot on his club. There's no doubt about it. I know we drafted an edge rusher. I think that's it for that D-line. So this is a big get for the Falcons. I mean, who knows? We'll see what happens here. But Timmy Horn signed with them. Also, Bronson Massey. That's the guy I wrote down. Was invited to the Buccaneers minicamp on tryout. From what I read as well, so Bronson Massey getting an opportunity as well. So that's awesome. Ben Atler, the offensive lineman here for K-State, is going to also get an opportunity with the New York Giants as well. So former Cats getting it done as well. And you might as well throw, go ahead and throw in Josh Rivas as well. He's going to be signing with the New York Giants as the undrafted free agent as well. Man, the Cats getting busy. Got busy in the last day and a half of this NFL draft slash undrafted free agent pool right there as well. So Ben Adler, Bronson Massey, and Timmy Horn getting work, getting some deals done there. And then, of course, the drafted players, K-State, getting it done, getting two this time around. Again, there are a lot of questions. We knew about Rush G's, a good possibility, like I talked about, again, episode 97 of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly Edition, now out wherever you get your podcasts. Please, please subscribe and tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. And back to Skylar Thompson, I would have probably said he the way that he's been playing, the way that he's been preparation, things like that, I would have said he would have been late. My prediction stands. Anyway, I was right. I mean, you had a chance. K-State had a chance to get one, at least one for sure, in the later rounds. It turns out we got two of them in Rush G's and Skylar Thompson in the seventh round. Six picks within each other. That's awesome. That's some awesome stuff right there. You can't teach that, folks. You can't teach destiny like that. So congratulations to them. They got the K-State way. I know Skylar Thompson's going to work. And with Tua, with obviously with Tua, that Tua Tyler Vailoa, yeah, so that rolled off the tongue very ugly. But we're gonna go with Tua. They have a very good opportunity to learn behind him, a very good teacher, obviously. And then Rush Geese, you couldn't script it any better. Going to the defending champions' house, Rams' house, where they beat the Cincinnati Bengals. Last year's Super Bowl, and they have, see, they seem to be reloaded for a chance to repeat. So we'll see if Rush Geese can definitely stay, get a spot on that team, on that squad, and I think he should be okay right there as well. The Cats been moving for football here this weekend, so a big, big weekend for the University of Kansas State University Wildcats, the Purple Project Podcast. You can get it wherever you listen to your podcast. We're on Spotify. We're on iTunes, Apple, Google, Odyssey, and a couple more podcasting platforms out there. This thing has been rising this podcast has been rising really since the middle of this, since really late last year. Everything started to come center forward and all that. And I think the word is definitely getting out about this podcast. Definitely, I still feel that we're underrated a little bit. That's just me, because it's my podcast, and with my co-host Alex Aiden, definitely we keep moving the needle as well. So we'll see what happens as we close in on a milestone, episode 100 in a few weeks, folks, coming up. So I'm pumped up about that, so stay tuned. You want to make sure you're subscribed if you want more K-State content or more values of opinion. You want to turn in this podcast right here. That's going to do it for right now in this edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Eddie Greer, go Cats!